Good afternoon. I'm Bob Caperton. Joining me is Lauren Holverson, my co-host. We are celebrating Small Business Week by doing daily short interviews with local legends, leaders, and entrepreneurs. Today, we've got Dr. Marilyn Helms, Dean of the Wright School of Business at Dalton State. She's on with us. Marilyn, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm great. What an exciting topic we've got today.
We are all psyched about it, and what a great authority you are on the subject. I'd love to quickly get your background. I know Memphis, I know your husband's an entrepreneur, but would love to hear kind of your story in 30 seconds or six, however long you want to take.
It all revolves around Elvis, as you know. My mom was a sixth grade classmate of Elvis in Tupelo, so we followed Elvis from birth to last resting place in Memphis, grew up in Memphis. Went to University of Memphis, worked at FedEx Corporation in their logistics department, but higher ed called me. I was 13 years at UTC and have been at Dalton for 21 years.
And your husband is an entrepreneur.
He is, and I guess we have a family business. I get roped into helping with the family pest control business. It's EnviroGuard Pest Solutions. He's got the giant 12-foot-tall mouse there at exit 345.
Okay.
So
yeah.
This is his busy swarm season. I've not seen him since March, hardly, so busy time. But I like to help with the marketing and the behind the scenes and give him a lot of advice. He takes very little of it, but all my colleagues in higher ed, probably you too, Bob, give him lots of good advice, but he never takes it. Anyway.
Well, we see that from time to time.
Well, tell us about, it has been my pleasure serving on your business advisory council, being your colleague at Dalton State.
Professor Caperton, isn't it?
Well, I don't let them call me that. It feels too professional for me. They just call me Bob.
Well, you are one of our favorite adjunct faculty, by the way.
Thank you. I have thoroughly enjoyed that, I must say. My students, I mean, it has been unbelievable. Everyone has been phenomenal, and everyone's gotten an A. That's not me promoting the course.
No, okay. They were for it.
Those two, I mean, you have to admit.
Yeah, no, they were fantastic.
And Jessica, wow. But tell us about Dalton State Wright School of Business, what y'all are doing kind of distinctively to prepare tomorrow's entrepreneurs.
Well, you know, Dalton is such an entrepreneurial town. You can't walk down the streets of Dalton and read the histories of the businesses without knowing you want to start a business one of these days. I think every business major, regardless of what degree they pick, what concentration, they want to start a business. It's in the back of their mind, and we promote that. So we have an entrepreneurship class. It's an early junior level class where students come up with an idea, craft a business plan, and then we send them to you here at the Dalton Innovation Accelerator where we are
today.
Sending
me 15 this summer.
Yeah, you're going to be a busy guy this summer. So
well, they're going to be really busy.
Yes, so Professor Caperton, you teach our practicum course here at the Accelerator. So Lauren brings them in, brings the businesses in.
Yeah.
Then Bob matches students up with the businesses, and they really like this. They get some experience understanding what it's going to be like to manage their own new venture, to get it up and running and do all the various pieces from marketing, accounting, management, and finance. But they really enjoy this class. It's hands-on, and a lot of people tell me they get a job because of this experience that you've given them that they put on their resume. Whether they start a business immediately or not, I think companies now like to see that they have that mindset to think like an entrepreneur.
I like to say it's the best way to get a job in Dalton.
Well, it is. It's a semester-long interview, right?
That's right. We've had 3, 4, 5 job offers. I mean, it may be a matter of our interns being so phenomenal, but it seems like every employer that has an intern wants to hire them. Starting like the first week they're working, like, I want to hire this kid. And the relationship only builds from there. But getting back to the community, you know, I think it's so cool that we're preparing these students. And a lot of them, I mean, I think you heard Haziel and Jessica say they want to stay in Dalton.
They do.
And even last semester, we had 3 students. All of them, and some of them weren't from, 2 of them were not from Dalton, and they wanted to stay in Dalton.
They like the energy. They like the mindset of Dalton. They see Dalton on the move. We're doing lots of things, and we're promoting new venture creation.
I just remember when I moved here, whatever, 12 years ago, you would not have heard 20-year-old students from Atlanta say, I want to live in Dalton. What do you see, Marilyn, as kind of the future of business in our little community here?
I think we see more and more new startups. I think that's the future. The generation you and I are teaching now, it thinks like this automatically. They've got businesses in mind. They see a need. They want a product or service to fill that need. So I think we're going to see more students coming out of college starting a business early, not retiring into one or not starting it in mid-career. I think we're going to see more and more of that. The downtown area is geared to welcome them, what we're doing here with the Dalton Innovation Accelerator space. So I think the pitch competitions, we're in high schools now, elementary schools. So I think we are changing the culture, and you're going to see a very different Dalton in a few years.
And it's great to hear that, that Dalton State in particular is embracing the history of that and leaning into that. Because I feel like when I was in college, they did not teach you to be an entrepreneur. It was all about teaching you to become a banker or an insurance person or what. That's just phenomenal to hear. Speaking of local business people, I know you've dealt on the advisory council with in numerous other organizations' activities with a lot of very highly effective and productive business leaders in our community. Is there one that's left an impression on you, or two that have really just taught you something you didn't think you'd learn that you want to mention? I don't mean to put you on the spot.
I go back to the founding carpet industry executives, and I guess I have to go to Bob Shaw.
Yes.
He hasn't quit. An entrepreneur starts a business, they start several simultaneously, back to back, and they never stop working. I think that's the difference I see with our entrepreneurs in the area, and most of them come from the carpet and floor covering. They're not thinking about stopping, retiring. They've got the next venture in mind. They're just waiting. They're working behind the scenes. I like that energy. That energy is really powerful, and that's a good motivation for our students to see that.
That is such, his story is such an amazing one, and a guy that shaped and reshaped an industry. And I've had the opportunity to be around him, you know, at his golf course and just around the community, and just the reverence people have for him, the people that work for him, the people that know him just as who he is. Just the absolute reverence. It's something I've never seen. I tried to get him on the podcast. If you have a way, I'd love for
I wish
that.
I did. That's He's the, busy working.
I know, that's the,
Entrepreneurs
that's the
don't have time to talk about this. They're out there doing. But, you know, we've kind of moved away from, I guess, valuing rock stars. We like entrepreneurs. Look
that's
at
right.
Elon Musk.
When you say
just
we.
hosted Saturday Night Live. Mm-hmm. I mean, look who America, look who the world's looking up to.
And that's what's special about this country, and that's what's special about this community is, you know.
Passionate about new venture creation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I say that in my class, you know. It really is a rare thing historically to revere business leaders. It's a new thing, and it's very unique to our country and this community. And it's so cool because they deserve the admiration that government leaders get, that social rights activists get. They just, because they're the ones that shape communities and countries.
They took an idea, they pressed forward, they didn't listen to the naysayers. You know, it took a lot of risk to get
some
where they
failed
are.
A few
some
times.
Failed and picked back up.
And they all tell
again,
that story. That's what's amazing to me. That normally you get these. Well, in my experience talking to entrepreneurs, the first thing they tell you is about when they failed.
Yeah.
You know, they're not afraid of it.
So don't be afraid. We know you're going to fail, but it only takes one good idea. So keep those ideas coming. And I think that's what we need to teach students. And I think they're worried about the world of business, the economy, political a little. They know they can be self-reliant if they start their own business. They can be their own boss. And they're not afraid to work. I see the students willing to put the time in to be successful.
Well, we've got to let you go in just a second. Two topics I'd love to cover. You can take one all in or spread it out amongst both of them. JA Discovery Center, y'all have a presence there. LJ Campus, lots of opportunity there.
It all fits into entrepreneurship. So the JA Discovery Center gets middle schoolers learning about starting a business, how to buy, how to sell, the importance of a college degree. We love that we have a Dalton State presence there. We've rebranded our campus in Gilmer County at LJ, now our mountain campus. We have two pathways, one in ecotourism and one in entrepreneurship. That LJ area is booming with entrepreneurs, and we see that as a way to grow that market and help that community.
That's great. Well, anything you want to add, Warren?
No, I think one of the things that you touched on that I'm really excited about, I was just reading a report yesterday, is how many students, young adults now, they're getting a full-time job, but they do have that side hustle. They have started a business, and they're hoping to someday that will become, you know, their main thing. But it's exciting to see that they do have, you know, this multi-passionate approach to life. And they aren't just looking at one career goal. There's multiple there. And I'm very excited to work with our younger generations here in Dalton. I'm Excellent. Seeing a lot of them come in and ask questions and have these brilliant ideas. So, yeah, very excited to be involved in that.
That's a great point. Thank you so much.
My
Enjoyed
pleasure.
It.
Thank you.
Thank you.